The hole had opened long enough to inform them that UN forensics experts were examining supposed mass graves in Kosovo, that Vice President Gore had spent the day in New York City campaigning for president, that Roger Clemens had struck out 13 Texas Rangers, but the Yankees had still lost the night before. With the help of the rest, Shimi could have held the hole open a good while longer. The others had been staring into the brilliance of that bustling New York night with a kind of hungry amazement, not breaking now, but opening, seeing. Only there turned out to be no need for that. Following the baseball score, the date and time had gone speeding past them in brilliant yellow-green letters a story high, June 18th, 1999, 9:19 p.m. Jake opened his mouth to ask how they could be sure they had been looking into Keystone World, the one where Stephen King had less than a day to live, and then shut it again. The answer was in the time, stupid, as the answer always was. The numbers comprising 919 also added up to 19. 13. "And how long ago was it that you saw this?" Roland asked.
Dinky calculated. "Had to have been 5 hours at least, based on when the change of shifts horn blew and the sun went out for the night."
"Which should make it 2:30 in the morning right now on the other side," Jake calculated, counting the hours on his fingers. Thinking was hard now, even simple addition slowed by constant thoughts of Eddie, but he found he could do it if he really tried. "Only you can't depend on its only being 5 hours because time goes faster on America's side. That may change now that the breakers have quit beating up on the beam. It may equalize, but probably not yet. Right now it's probably still running fast."
"And it might slip." 1 minute Stephen King could be sitting in front of his typewriter in his office on the morning of June 19th, fine as paint, and the next, boom, lying in a nearby funeral parlor that evening, 8 or 12 hours gone by in a flash, his grieving family sitting in their own circle of lamplight and trying to decide what kind of service King would have wanted, always assuming that information wasn't in his will.